genius thing of it all. From the stormy Lord, Lord, rain and sea, Lord, you're lifting.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT.
Don't worry.
Got the gospel. Transmitting
right.
All day.
All right.
It's
really gonna be all right.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
To the book of Psalms. Chapter 116. Today we're just going to do a little Bible study so we can go home and get some rest so that we can be back tonight at 10 p.m. So we're going to do what I call Bible study. And to make it even more simpler, in this Bible study, I just want to give you 5 principles. So just make sure you get all 5, and the year is going to close in a big way. The book is Psalms 116. We're going to start with just one verse, verse 12. Psalms 116, verse number 12. If you find it, please say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me?" Let's pray. Father, we thank you for being so good to us throughout the whole year. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. You started the year with us, and here we are, the last Sunday of the year, the last day of the year, nobody but Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. The psalmist said, "What shall I render for all the good things, all the benefits that you have done for us?" And we have come on this last day of the year to say thank you. Thank Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so patient. Thank you for being so loving. Holy Spirit, even now, we ask that you reveal your word to us in a very special way. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. He's been a mighty good God. Heal your body. Made a way out of no way. Sure enough, he's a good God. You may be seated. Just for a few minutes, I want to talk with you on the subject, how can I say thanks? Many of you that attended the Christmas Day worship, we were privileged to see some of our brothers and sisters minister to us in a wonderful way. We had an awesome time in the Lord that day. Little young girls, Sister Akia Shaw, bless her soul. Deaconess Curtis Matthews, Sister Jessica Kado, Sister Gail and the praise worship team, and all kinds of things. There was one lady, Sister Jennifer Jackson. I mean, people just came out and did incredibly well. Brother Charles Jones. I mean, they just ministered to us. And Sister Tammy Nash. And while all this was going on, one of the songs that was rendered that day is How Can I Say Thanks? Yeah. And the Holy Spirit just dropped that nugget in my spirit. He said, before the year go out, I tap into that anointing. That somebody in here needs to say thank you. Not to me, not to your neighbor. Thank you, Lord. Am I right about it? And I just want to spend some time with you today to share with you how, why you and I should be thankful. Please notice in the passage I read to your hearing, it's a question. Every now and then, the Bible will present you a question. And the question is, what shall I render? That's the question. What shall I render unto God for all the benefits that I've enjoyed in this year 2017? Many of you can relate to that. Why is it important that you render to God a heart of thanksgiving for all the benefits? Because there are two kinds of people on this planet Earth. There are givers, but there are takers. Am I right about it? You know, I'm talking about some people that just take and take and take and never give back. I don't want you and I to be like that. For all the benefits we've enjoyed, we just don't want to take and not render anything back to God. There are some people that will call you for help, but you know what? They never offer to help you. Some people, you know I'm talking about, these are people you invite them to potluck, and they never bring nothing. Don't look at your neighbor now. I'm just trying to make sure that we don't take God for granted. There are people that will ask you to drive them all over town, but they'll never offer to put a $2 gas in your automobile. God don't want us to just be taking and not giving. In fact, I was sharing with some of my children and some of my friends not too long ago, say, learn to give. Don't talk yourself about just taking, taking. You give. If you give, the Bible already said to it, it shall be given to you. Are you still here this morning? There are people that will expect you to be on call 24/7 for them. But when you need them, that's right, sister, you can find them. I'm talking about givers and takers. And David, in this passage, is saying, I just don't want to be taken from the Lord. I want to give back. He said, what shall I render? It's been a beautiful year. Many people didn't make it. I'm not more holier than them. I'm not more righteous than them, but God, you spare my life. So David said, what shall I render unto God? One of the challenges we have in this generation is that we have become a generation of users and takers. You look at our record, we take from God. We will take his healing. We will take his miracle. But when it comes to counter prayer, we know where to be found. You'll be surprised how many people can sing, but they're in the pews. They won't even sing unto God. But when they need a miracle, oh, Lord, I'm in line. When you want the Lord to bless you, right now, and then they'll be shaking their booty, right now, now, now. I thank God every day that I'm not God. I'll be walking around with a baseball bat. Every time you act like that, I hit you. Life is not just about taking. This is why David said, look, I know you've been good to me. What shall I render unto God for all the benefits? Ladies and gentlemen, we have people in church today, they have become so much of a taker that they will come to church with an attitude. Some people will leave the church saying, I didn't get nothing out of it. Because their mindset is always what they can get, not what they can give. God forbid that they show up in church and their choir is not singing that day. They'll pick up their Bible, lift up their ugly finger, and walk out. Because they have come to take, not to give. What is my message to you? If all you think is what you can get out of your situation, you will miss God. I never like any children with a sense of entitlement. I don't even hang around people that day. I love every one of these people that work with me, work for me, but did they have sense that they think they're entitled to anything, I cut them off. It's the grace of God. I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. But God has been good to you. Somebody shout grace.
Grace.
Ladies and gentlemen, true worship. It's not about getting something. It's about giving. You don't come to worship God so you can be blessed or so you can get your miracle. So you can know. You come to worship God because he is worthy. Are you still here? You don't come here to get your breakthrough. You don't worship God for that purpose. You don't come here to hear your best song or your best sermon or you hear your best preacher. No, you come here because you love God. Yes. Amen. Amen. Even if there's no preacher in the house that day. When you think about what God has done for you, you can say like David, what shall I render? Are you still here? Worship is not about what you can get, but what you can give back to God. Why are we giving back to God? Because God has been good to us. Through the last year, he was good. This year, 2017, he is still good. Last month, he was good. This past week, he was good. Past 24 hours, he is still good. Am I right about it? So somebody here, myself included, we need to be thankful. God has been so good to us. Am I right about it? God has blessed us beyond measure. Am I right about it? So when you come into the house of God, the question is not who is preaching. The question is not which choir is going to sing today. That's the attitude of a taker. The question is, what you just read in the Word of God, what shall I render unto God for all its benefits. Please permit me to theologize this passage because I know some of us, we are not into all this deep stuff. In the book of Psalms, Psalms 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, all those psalms, they are a class of psalms called the Hallel Psalms. Why do we call it Hallel? Because at the end of each of those passages, you will see the phrase, praise ye the Lord. Those phrases are not there by coincidence. In fact, in the original text, the phrase is not praise ye the Lord. The phrase is hallelujah. So why is it that this group of psalms end with hallelujah? Ladies and gentlemen, I also need to point out that every year, this group of psalms, all these psalms, will be read by all of Israel during the Passover. Are you still here this morning? What is Passover? It is when Israel hit a pause and rewind and play back. And that's what we need to do before we go into the new year. You need to hit a pause, rewind, and play back and see what God has done for you. Everything the Lord has done for you this year, we cannot take it for granted. It was a time of reflection for the Israelites. Every year they do it. They look back, and in these Psalms, what they are reading to themselves, to their children, they rewind and play back how God brought them out of Egypt, how God brought them out of slavery, how God delivered them from Pharaoh, how God helped them to cross the Red Sea, how God made a way out of no way, how God fought their battle for them, how God defeated their enemy, how God guided them through the day with a pillar of cloud, through the night with a pillar of fire, how God healed them when they were sick, how God fed them when they were hungry, how God protected them against their enemies. You see, the Bible says even when scorpions and snakes try to bite them, God healed their body and protected them. So this psalm is what they read. They're remembering how they passed over so many odd. Ladies and gentlemen, and I want to submit to you that not only Israel, you and I, in this year, 2017, if we would just pause, if we would just rewind and play back, when you reflect and you see what God has done for you, how much he loved you, even how much he made a way, you have to say like Israel, what shall I render unto God for all that is done for me? So today I wish that all of us here will walk down memory lane. Did you hear what I said? Just walk down memory lane from January till December and see how the Lord kept you and see how the Lord healed you and see how the Lord deliver you, and see how the Lord bless you, see how the Lord made a way, see how many doors God opened for you, see how much God guided you and lead you, see how much he provided direction for your life, see how much he paid your bills. Do I have a witness in the house? So somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Come on, open your mouth, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That hallelujah look like it's still under construction. I said open your mouth, pause, rewind, playback. Now when you look back over your life and see how much God has done for you this year, open your mouth, shout hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. That's right. If it's up to me, I'll be shouting hallelujah all day, all night. Somebody came to me this morning and said, good morning, Dad. I said, hallelujah. That child is looking at me and said, man, there's something wrong with this brother. But you see, I can't help it. All you need to do is just pause. Don't get too busy. Take a pause. Rewind. You don't have to go too far. Just go back to January. That's just 12 months ago. And see what could have happened. What should have happened. But God in his grace and mercy. Oh, I wish I have a witness in the house. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Please, some of you may be here and say, what is wrong with these church people? Why are they shouting hallelujah? Because people don't know what you've been through. But you see, there are some common understanding that you can take home today. Let me give you 5 reasons why you should be thankful. Why you should be dancing and shouting and singing hallelujah like the Israelites. I call it 5 P's. The reason why I call it 5 P's is for the benefits of pastors that are watching. I always take the time to teach the art of the trade. You see, next time I'm not going to tell you all that. So I call it 5 P's. You see, you just don't preach. There's a rhyming scheme. When we sing a song, it's not just, we're not just running a mouth. When you see a good rapper, you see, you got to line it up. Everything got to rhyme. The same thing in preaching. We're not just running a mouth. We've done some homework. And there's a scheme. So today I want to give you 5 P's to go home. Number one, please let me call your attention. Hallelujah. Because I call this benefit, you know. If you take a real job in life, you know you just don't take a job for the base pay. Yes, you want to know how much is your salary. But also, you want to know, what are the benefits? Am I telling the truth? You want to know, what kind of insurance does this job provide? You want to know, what kind of retirement does this job provide? Even some of us get into detail. We want to know, what kind of holiday package? Yes, Lord. So, what I'm suggesting to you is that when you walk with God, walking with God comes with some benefits. Look at Psalms 116, verse number 1. Just want to point out those benefits right quick, and we go home. Psalms 116, verse 1. The Bible says, I love the Lord because, why? He heard my voice. He heard my supplication. When somebody is talking about my voice, God heard it. My supplication, God heard it. What they are talking about is prayer. That's your first P. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look back during this year, one thing you can say without a doubt is many times God heard your prayers. Am I right about it? If that is true, say amen. Amen. I found out in life that prayer would change things. Am I right about it? I found out that prayer would turn things around. I found that prayers can bring home a child that's been run away. Amen, somebody. I found out that with prayer, you can defeat your enemies. Am I right about it? I find out a good prayer life will get you healed. A good prayer life will get your bills paid. A good prayer life will give you strength to endure difficult situations. A good prayer life will open some doors for you. Do I have a witness in the house? Somebody shout prayer. David is saying one of the benefits of serving the Lord is that when you pray, he heard you. So when you see people running all over church, when you see some people just fall out, don't think they're deranged. They understand the benefits of serving the Lord. Are you all still here today? Amen. Sometimes we take God for granted. Oh, I wish I had me some time to really get deep into it. I have my own business beside pastoring, and every now and then I need to have people to help repair my properties. I'm just using simple thing to illustrate deep thing. And bless God, you know, there's a brother. I learned this thing from this church. The Lord used this church to bless me more than 20 years ago. And what I learned is that this church has a policy. Some of you may not be aware of it. When we want to do something, we want at least 3 bids. See, I didn't learn that from Africa. I got it here. And I thought that was good stuff. I didn't know that. So they would take 3 bids. So in my own personal business, I adopted the same policy. So I can save money, so people won't rip me up, so I can be fair to myself and fair to everybody. So every now and then I would need repair on my property, and then I ran into this brother. His name is, I call him Julio. Don't mean no harm now, you know. Just want to be real. Now, Julio, I noticed one thing. Julio don't have no license. Julio never been to no carpentry school. But Julio will get things done. Julio is not like some of us. Julio will come on time. Julio don't talk on the job. Oh, let me try this section of the book. Oh, I'm going to preach the gospel anyway. I ain't scared. Julio is very dependable. Julio has a word. So one day I have this project. I hope my wife don't get mad. She don't like me talking too much about what the Lord doing for me. So I had this project going on. So I call Julio. I say, Julio, I'm about to do this project, and I want you to submit a proposal, just like everybody. I say, now I'm going to look at 3 proposals, 3 bids, and if your price is good, and if your price is competitive, I will compare, and then I'll make a decision. Julio taught me something that really blows my mind. Julio said, how long I've been with you? Then Julio said, since I've been with you, have I ever failed you? Have I ever disappointed you? When you need work done, did I get it done? Are you always satisfied when I came through? He said, why are you comparing me with these other phony contractors? There's a lesson there, because that same God is saying to you like Julio today, You are too busy taking God for granted, comparing God with all these other gods. But I hear the choir say, all these other gods, they are the works of man. God, your Father, is the only wise God. He healed you when you were sick. He saved your soul. He blessed you when you needed a blessing. He worked miracles in your life. What else do you need? Look at somebody and say, pray.
Pray.
You don't need to be taking beads. The world don't have nothing to offer you. You have a Father. You have a God. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Have you ever found yourself so twisted, so confused, and God came through for you? Is there anybody here? You ever seen God give you what you don't even deserve?
Yeah.
Open your mouth, shout hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes God will open doors that you don't even know is there.
Yeah.
I will ask Julio to fix my plumbing. And if Julio sees something else that's wrong, he will fix the plumbing and fix what else is wrong. That's what God has been doing in your life, in my life. We cannot take him for granted. Can I push this further? Not only does God answer our prayer, even when we ask amiss, God in his grace and mercy still go ahead of us and straighten out our mess. Amen. If you don't believe me, just look back over the past years, many things you've prayed for. And then look at this year and see how many times that God saved you from trouble. Today, some of us, we thank God that he didn't answer some requests we made. Somebody ought to thank God, because not everybody that you think are your friends are your friends. Amen, somebody. You ought to thank God for some relationship he didn't put you in. You ought to thank God that he didn't put you on some jobs that you wanted so bad. He loved you enough and protected you. Some of you, some men that you want to hang out with, no good. And God blocked that way for you. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He brought you out. He shielded you from trouble. Thank God. Some of you brothers can relate to that. You can thank God that the test came back negative. Amen, somebody. Right quickly, let me point out some other things that I call benefits. Look at verse number 5, Psalms 116, verse 5. The Bible says, the Lord has been so what? Gracious, merciful unto me. Translation, the word gracious, the word merciful, whatever translation you're using, if David is saying another benefit of serving God is that God has been so patient with me. Can anybody relate to that? Has God been patient with you? That's my second P. Can I tell you, you really don't understand the mercy of God until you really messed up. Not all of us can relate to that. You really don't know what we're talking about the mercy of God, until you really messed up. I don't know about you. I've messed up. And the Lord had mercy on me. Do I have a witness in the house? I don't know about you. I've fallen short many times. And the Lord gave me another chance. Do I have a witness in the house? I'm talking about the patience of God. I didn't do right, but the Lord looked beyond my fault. Can I get a witness in the house? Amen. Does anybody understand what it means to mess up? And God came through for you anyhow. Amen. Somebody shout patience. Let me hurry up. Look at verse number 7 for the sake of time. Psalms 116, verse 7. It says, return unto me, return to thy rest. Why? Because the Lord has done how? Bountifully with me. That's another benefit. He didn't just do minimum for you. He did bountifully. Think about it. When was the last time God got a C minus in his dealing with you? I was in church one day. Brother Matt was singing. Big fellow like me. He came in front of, and then he was singing one song. Dun, 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 make us do like this. And I'm saying, man, first of all, my attitude king, I ain't doing that. And then it just dawned on me that Matt is just as big as me. And Matt is getting down with the kids. I said, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. So I begin to just rock myself and shake my thing. And all of a sudden, he started singing. Then he said, he keep on blessing me. Ha! Ah! He just hit me and said, ah, they find my page. Matt Wilson said he kept on blessing me over and over and over. Everything I touch, God is my witness. I've never seen disappointment. It blows my mind. I said, why the Negro found my page? All of a sudden, I kept rocking. I wasn't able to keep up with the keys, but man, I was thanking God because he is blessing me. Somebody else can relate to that. When you find the blessings of God over and over in your life, we call that provision. That's the third P. What did I call it? Paul said, God is so good that he will do, and I've watched him do it in my life. I say with utmost humility, he will do exceedingly, abundantly. Amen. One time I was going to go check one of my properties one day, and my wife pointed to me and said, you see that big house there? I said, what about it? He said, it belongs to one of your associate pastors. I said, you gotta be kidding. A single woman, Mary Cofield. Ain't no shame in my game. That's why the Lord bless you. You gotta be a witch to hate me. Because I'll tell you the truth. God is no respecter person. Sister Graham had no husband. Then I saw two vehicles parked in front of the house. Single woman. And I'm not talking about Pinto. I sing all the way home. God is my witness. Just yesterday, Pastor Mitch, you were with me. I was out again, blessing home, blessing car, blessing new job, over and over again throughout the whole year. Miracles after miracles. Somebody shout provision.
Provision.
Ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody here that you ask God for something? You ask God for a little bit, but he gives you a whole lot more. See, benefits. Amen, somebody. Abundance. Abundance of time. Abundance of resources. Abundance of peace. Abundance of joy. Abundance of good health. Hallelujah. He goes with you exceedingly, abundantly. Somebody shout, benefits. In case you missed it, I know I'm rushing. What is the first benefit I told you about?
Prayer.
Answered prayer. What's the second benefit I told you about?
Patience.
He was patient with me. Many screwed up, but God looked beyond my fault. What's the third benefit, you all? Provision. Please permit me to give you two more. Psalms 116, we are still in the same chapter, verse number 8. The Bible says, thou hast delivered my soul from death. You know what that? I call that protection. Somebody shout protection. When God delivered your soul from death, God protected you. That's benefit of working with God. I should have been dead, but God. I don't know about you. I've been in a situation I should have lost everything I got. Wrong decision, wrong turn. Somebody shout, but God. I could have lost even my mind, but God. I could have been locked up. Do I have a witness in the house? Somebody shout, but God. I could have struck out on drugs. But God. At times you thank him because of what he has done. At times you do everything to make things okay. But even while you do everything you can, but still there's a snake in the woods. Amen, somebody. Do you understand what I mean when I say you did everything you can, but yet there's a snake in the wood? Everybody in your arms don't love you. Amen, somebody. Everybody you hold to your bosom isn't there to bless you. Now you understand what I meant by snake in the wood. Everybody that you date, they ain't meant to be your husband. You want me to push it? Ooh, that's what I meant by a snake in the wood. And when you date him, you're going to find out, hey, I don't want this to be my husband. No good. And every job that you interview for is not meant for you. You think they didn't hire you, but God saved your behind from trouble. I'm talking about protection. Protection that you had nothing to do with. Protection over stuff you have no control over. You thought he's your friend, but you didn't know he's your enemy. But God protected you anyhow. Have you ever had God protect you from stuff that you didn't even need, you don't know you need protection from? Amen, somebody. So you thank him for his protection. Touch somebody next to you and say, I'm protected.
I'm protected.
Come on, say, I'm protected.
I'm protected.
Just in case there's an enemy in the camp, I'm protected. Just in case there's a snake in the fire, tell somebody I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to sabotage your effort, tell your neighbor I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to wreck your marriage, tell somebody I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to mess with you, open your mouth and shout I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to hunt down your daughters, open your mouth and say I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to kill your son, open your mouth, shout, I'm protected. Just in case the devil's trying to kill you before your time, open your mouth, shout, I'm protected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Define protection, protection, protection. Let me say this in closing, because I say it all the time. You never know who is trying to take a wax of your hair. You never know who is trying to take your picture. to take it to midnight meeting. You never know who's trying to put stuff in your water. But oh God, I thank you for protection. Go ahead, take my picture. Do whatever you want to do. All I know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue, who am I preaching to? Open your mouth, shout, I'm protected. So David said, David said, when I think of what God has done, how he answered my prayer, how he was patient with me, how he made provision for everything I need, how he protected me, he said, all I can say is, what can I render unto God for all that he has done for me? And the answer to that question, you see, in the Baptist, we will say, that's the question. Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
And then every question ought to be followed by an answer. Many of you here, God has been so good to you. God has made a way. So the answer to that question is found in verse 14. Psalms 116, verse 14. What did David say? He said, the answer to what shall I render unto God for all the benefits? He said, I will pay my vows. Somebody shout payment. That's your final P for today. And many of you here, you promise God, if he save your soul, you will serve until you die. But now we can't get you to sing in the choir. Many of you here, you got in a bind on your job, and you promised God, if you will help me out of this, I will serve you. That's right, brother. It's time for you and me to pay our foul. The worst human being on earth is a man or a woman who has no word. What shall I render unto God for all the benefits I got this year? The least you can do, the least I can do, is to pay our vow. If he provided for you, you promised him you will praise him until you die. Now you come to church looking so dignified. It's time to pay your vow. I promise the Lord, if he got me out of it, I'll never do it again. It's time to pay your vow. That is why on that day, children, you were out of town. But that young girl took the microphone and stood right here. And he put the song of my former boss. He said, how can I say thanks for all the things? Just rewind. For all the things you have done for me. He said, things so undeserved, yet God gave it to you. He said, all the voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I have today, see, you're looking at a man that came to America with nothing. Absolutely nothing. All that I have and ever hope to be, I owe it all to God. Be the glory. Do I have a witness in the house? To God. Somebody ought to sing with me. To God. being patient with you. Thank him for making provision for you. Thank him for protecting you. Thank him. Make up your mind. As you enter the new year, I will pay my vow. I don't care who is not happy. I don't care who is rolling their eyes. God has been so good to me. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will dance before him. I will sing before him. I will shout before him. I will bless his name. Because God has been so good to me. I want to pray with somebody today. If you pause and you rewind and you play back those items in your VCR and you see the hand of God all over the place in your life in 2017, and you just want to do like David and say, what shall I render unto God for all these benefits? I just want to pray with you. We call it the prayer of thanksgiving. Find your way to the altar right quick. I just want to pray with you. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for watching over my children. Thank you for watching over my business. I don't want to take you for granted. Just like Julio said, nobody like you, Lord. When I was in trouble, you were there. When I was lonely, you were there. When I was empty, you filled me up. When I was depressed, you gave me a refreshment. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want one of my pastors to come up here. Because I'm going to the altar. I need to be in the altar. Oh, I wish I can tell you. Or lay person. Don't have to be a preacher. Anybody. Lay person. I just want somebody to pray for me. All right. Ain't that something? Look at a preacher. I've never seen this kind of preacher in a long time. Hey, man. What's your name?
Clarence Smith.
Hallelujah. Will you help me give him a hand? Hallelujah. Minister Smith, I want you to go to the Lord. If you don't remember nobody, thank God for me. This year has been a year like never before. Never before. God, like Matt Wilson say, keep on blessing over and over and over. Like Tommy said, how can I say thanks for all that he has done? Charles Jones said, I just want to worship him. He said, I'll come to adore him. That's why I can't worry about what anybody thinks. I can't be worried about who is looking. He said, she said. All I need to do is take a pause, rewind, and play back. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the only true and living God. Oh, God, you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves and to each other. And we are here this morning to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord God, thank you for the angel of the house. Thank you for the under-shepherd, Lord God. For truly, Lord God, he has sat at your feet, Lord God, to be fed, to be taught, Lord God, so that he may come back and teach us. So, Lord God, thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us from